This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight on the weekend edition, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our extra duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road drivers out there. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch .com. And joining us right now from California, IA, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. The weekend crowd, they get to spend an extra hour at the bar, and they're having a good time talking about football.
They're having a good time talking about football,
but we got things to talk about here, none any less important as the others. So let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right. Iraq. Standing tall, standing proud. Totally different story there than what we got going on in Afghanistan, correct?
Exactly right, yes.
All right. Well, according to the Prime Minister of Iraq, he said yesterday, Iraqis are now ready to stand up on their feet and protect themselves. We are no longer in need of U.S. combat troops. They do want U.S. troops to stay behind as advisors and as people that can fly aircraft and do that sort of thing, as well as have a base there to help supply and logistically keep the Iraqi military moving along in a positive direction. And that is a good report.
It really is. And this has been going on gradually, basically since about the summer of last year in 2020. And so this is the culmination of that. And one hopes that it is going to, that it's going to be good. It's going to hold.
Well, I made the comment about Afghanistan a long time ago, and I'll make the comment again because I haven't said it in a while. Afghanistan is kind of like going back into Stone Age in some of those areas because the men there are illiterate. They know the Quran, but they can't spell their own name. They can't really read. They can't really write. And they're limited as to what they can do.
Yes, well, and that's really part and parcel of the way the Taliban sort of won it. Prior to 2001, the Taliban, of course, in Afghanistan, they have a chokehold on the people there, tell them what to do, how they can live, what they wear, whether or not they can, whether they have to grow a beard if you're a man, and on it goes.
And the women will all be in burqas again.
One might think, and again, because, again, if there's an oppression that's part of what the Taliban is all about, and that is abhorrent to so many freedom-loving people
Yep.
all around the world.
And those men own the women, and they can have as many wives as they want.
Well, it's very, very different kind of a setup. That's no doubt about it.
And that's why getting out of there, even though it sounds like, I'm demeaning the situation a little bit, I'm not. It's just a totally different environment than Iraq. That was a comparison I was making. All right, now let me tell you what happened in Afghanistan. The United States targeted the Taliban forces that had captured some of our equipment, which included the tanks we saw, the MRAPs they were driving around, the Humvees they were driving around, the artillery pieces that they got their hands on and all that stuff. And yesterday we targeted several different locations where we saw that equipment with the Taliban and destroyed it, or some of the Afghani special forces went in and captured the equipment and took it back.
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, the old adage is the enemy grows strong on what you leave behind. And so, obviously, to try to destroy some of that equipment that was left behind in some many cases by the Afghan forces as they cut and ran, this is a good thing to do, obviously.
Yeah, you betcha. Now, Pelosi's archbishop, and she's having a little problem here, I'm not sure where she's going to be getting communion in the not-too-distant future, but no one can claim, this is what the archbishop said, no one can claim to be a devout Catholic and condone the killing of innocent human life. How about that one?
Well, this is pretty significant. It's very, very powerful. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi can say what she wants. She can believe what she wants and so forth. But here you have a real difference between church leadership and what she wants to do in a secular way in politics. It is against the church teaching. But at the same time, though, I wonder if you're going to find a lot of Democrat Party elite, like Nancy Pelosi, really trying to delve into, here we go, the science of it all.
Now, the Ukrainian lawmakers are urging Congress, our Congress, to stop of the Russia pipeline, to tell Russia, hey, that's it, cut it out, can't do it, as the State Department is defending the deal that they made with Russia to allow the pipeline to be built through the Ukraine.
Well, right. And, of course, for some reason, the U.S. government is shutting down pipelines here, but yet defending them going through other places.
Well, that's because they want Russia to get the money while us, they want us to go back to buying the oil from third world countries.
You're right about that.
Yeah, I know I am. Too bad. All right, hold that thought, and we'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Guess who's going to take us to break?
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha, and that's my buddy Mark Walters and his radio program, live Sunday nights, the Armed American Radio Monster Cast. And by the way, I've been on it several times, as you well know, those of you that are regular listeners, and I won't be on it this week, but I'll be listening. And if you can catch it Sunday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, it's a 3-hour show in most markets across the country. It plays at either 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, or 2, or whatever, or in whatever market you're in. Now, this portion of the program brought to you again by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And again, you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there, the little button for that, and you can just absolutely save a bunch of money, deep discounts on all kinds of products that MyPillow has to offer there, and that's the place to do it. All you got to do when you find something you like, enter the promo code CAPTAIN to get the big discount. And if you want to call them, you can do that too at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for the great radio specials. Now, what they're doing right now, and I just bought a second set myself, is they've got the 6-piece towel set. Now, this set made with USA cotton, which makes it extremely absorbent, yet it still provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. It's an excellent towel. The quality is second to none. I've had plenty of bath towels, and these are really, really, really good. Now, the set comes with a 2-bath, 2-hand towel, 2 washcloths. The bath towels are big enough. It's almost like putting down one of those throw rugs over yourself. And they typically retail for $109.99, but right now you can get them for $39.99. Save $70 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee as well. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Use the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever you see that you like in there. And the phone number, if you want to call them, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we talked about Iraq, but now we got to talk about what's going on here in our country with the social media. Conservative leaders are calling on the feds to cease the collusion they've got going with the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, and Google, or whoever else they got going on.
Well, that's right. And, you know, just the other day, Captain Jen Psaki over at the White House, remember, she talked about that the administration was helping to flag what they called problematic posts.
Yeah.
About disinformation. And so, you know, they're helping to make sure that, you know, these get taken down, I guess. Well, Brent Bozell, he's the founder and president of the Media Research Group,
yep.
Media Research Center, I should say.
Yep.
They've got a lot of conservative leaders signing on to an open letter to the Biden administration, and it talks about this idea that the government working closely with the social media platforms, saying it's an overreach of, you know, helping to squash First Amendment expression. And this is a really, really important thing. Obviously, people want to be able to say what they want to say, and you and I and all the listeners should have the right to hear what people have to say. We can discern things, but if the government is going to be that cozy, well, maybe it's time to have a whole different arrangement, maybe in terms of even, you know, putting up a wall, you know, as it were, or breaking up some of these companies. That is, you'll hear more calls for that.
I'll guarantee you we'll get the women woke up on this one. You ready?
Yep.
The Senate Armed Services Committee has now entertaining the idea to require women to register with a selective service for the draft.
Wow. Well, can you imagine? Now, first and foremost, Captain, there are so many women that are serving proudly in our armed forces.
You betcha.
And they have signed up, and they are flying, they are fighting, they're doing every single thing in the military,
yep.
and that's amazing. I wonder, though, I think our society may want to draw a line and say that they don't want to have women be required to register for selective service.
No. Oh, no. They would register for selective service, and in the event we needed to go back to drafting people for whatever the reason might be, guess what? They'd get drafted just like the men.
Well, of course. I don't know. Ask anybody with young daughters that they would want to be turn 18 and register. Not that, again, I don't think that there would be an issue per se.
Okay.
Of women serving.
I think I know where you're going here. Number one, if they get drafted, it doesn't mean they're going to combat.
Right.
Most women wind up in a supportive role. Unless they choose to be in a combat unit, that's up to them. And some women do, and some women make it, but not all of them. So the majority of them would wind up being in a support role.
Yeah, oh, well, that's very interesting to know, exactly. But, yeah, heretofore, it's always been the one way, but it would be interesting to see if there would be polling coming out on something like this.
All right, now I got a report coming out of Texas down there in Del Rio. Apparently, the Texas Highway Patrol and law enforcement officers have begun arresting illegal immigrants for doing exactly what we said they were going to do, come over the wall, for trespassing, criminal trespassing, as part of Governor Greg Abbott's border security plan.
Well, right. Well, again, you know, don't they have the right to enforce laws like that? If anybody else, not someone who came over a wall, but someone who went onto somebody's property and they were not supposed to be there, that's trespassing. What's the big difference at that point? You enforcing the law or you're not? And it sounds like they are.
Well, they said they were going to.
Yep.
And that's one way that they can make it a little bit tougher for the illegals, because this way here they'll get three hots and a cot for a little while. Don't know how long the little while will be, but we'll see, I guess.
Well, exactly. But here's the other thing, though, too. Of course, you know, you've got people coming over the border, coming over the wall, however, but in many cases, Captain, they have been exposed to COVID-19 and they're not even getting tested for it.
Oh, my God. I just got a fast one here from Mark in Clearwater. He says, Captain, the new name for the Cleveland baseball team, the Guardians, sounds like a name for condoms.
Well, it is an interesting name, that's for sure. But they released it to pretty big fanfare, I think, even with Tom Hanks being involved with that.
He did the breaking of when they did the report, but an older Cleveland baseball team would like to announce.
Right.
He didn't
right.
say Indians when he said. He said the Cleveland baseball team would like to announce.
Yep. Well, and again, I think it's going to be installed at the end of the season. I think up until that point, they're still going to be referred to as
yes.
Cleveland Indians. Yeah.
Yes, because they got to change the uniforms and all that stuff.
Yep.
And by the way, they still keep the IANS at the end of the name.
That's true, Guardians. You're right. So, yep.
Now, it just keeps getting worse for Joe. The VA of Virginia and the VA policies that he's putting in are once again making long lines showing up at the VA hospitals around the country. Once again, they're not getting the service to veterans that they should be getting. We're starting to notice it more and more. I'm getting more and more complaints from veterans that are calling me up saying, hey, Captain, did you know about this in Virginia? Did you know about this in North Carolina? Did you know about this in Texas? Did you know about this in New York? People, you know, veterans calling me up telling me about things, and all I can do is say no, make a note of it, and then I ask them if they've contacted their congressman, and they say yes, but we're not getting anywhere, so I'm going to do it down here at a different level and see if I can get something done from my end by going through some of the people who are on the House Armed Services Committee. We got two of them right here with that are on both sides of the bay with me that are on that committee. So I'm going to see if I can get them help.
Well, that is very, very important, and I know that they appreciate that first and foremost. And of course, President Trump, Captain, was nothing if not on the side of vets and wanting to clean up and make sure the VA was doing exactly what it was supposed to do for them.
Well, he asked them what they needed to have, and they'd tell them, the different groups would tell them, and they'd see to it that they got what they needed. This administration here, it's like, well, if Trump did it, we can't.
Isn't that something? Because that's cutting off your nose to spite your face. This is completely on display. So many things the Biden administration has done or not done because somehow it tracks back to Trump in something that he would have done or wouldn't have done. And it's really petty. And by the way, Captain, I'll just say this briefly. It's like the most important person in the Trump administration, in the Biden administration is Donald Trump because he completely defines the Biden administration. We're not talking about stuff Joe Biden does on his own. It's all related to Trump somehow.
You're right. Yeah? You're right. Okay, folks, going to take a break. Going to be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll tell you what, we're moving right along here. The real Joe Biden has finally stood up. He said something that's going to just blow your mind. Get ready, gun right enthusiasts. Get ready, Second Amendment, folks. He said something that you are really going to go nuts over. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Tokyo Olympics are underway. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka was picked as the final torchbearer of the 2020 Games to deliver a message of diversity and inclusion. Osaka, a four-time champion, lit the Olympic cauldron to officially open the Games. According to the organizers, 950 people attended the opening ceremony. The venue has a capacity of 70,000. 206 delegations competing were officially welcomed to the Games. First Lady Jill Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron attended the event. A very small portion of the actual athletes took part in the Parade of Nations compared to previous Olympics. There were tributes to those who have lost their lives during the pandemic, as well as the 11 Israeli athletes that were killed in a terror attack at the 1972 Munich Olympics. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we're going to get started here with an Edwards Notebook. Compliments of Ron Edwards.
In the 1844 Vidal versus Girard's executors, Justice Joseph Story upheld the use of the Bible and the teaching of Christian moral principles in government school. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. In this case, Girard's will permitted the teaching of the Christian faith by anyone who so chooses. Justice Story's ruling was based on the conclusion that a layman was capable of teaching the general principles of Christianity. Second, Girard's will actually permitted the teaching of the Bible in school. Today, leftists have been allowed to forbid teaching of the Bible and to also forbid instructing students on good basic moral principles. Unfortunately, most parents no longer instruct their children on the importance of seeking to live according to good moral principles or the importance of seeking to avoid the immoral path that leads to both personal and societal destruction. May we the people once again heed the wise advice of the Founding Fathers, Frederick Douglass, and even my own dad, and that is to seek providential guidance, teach what is right to each succeeding generation, and insist upon a constitutionally limited form of government, or else forget about it. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, and the Ron Edwards Notebook is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Go over to his website, theronedwards.com website, to make a purchase, and be sure to utilize the code RE20. That'll save you 20% on your order. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is here. And what do you think?
Well, yeah, it sounded good. And I think Ron did a great job, absolutely.
All right. Now, the real Joe Biden has finally stood up. He revealed himself during a CNN town hall and said that he is continuing to push to eliminate the sale of guns that can fire 20, 50, 100, 150 rounds of ammunition, which includes pistols and rifles. Now, first of all, I don't know of any pistol that can fire that amount of ammunition at any time. I just don't.
No, I don't either. No.
So, making up the story again, were we?
Well,
Does it sound good?
Yeah, he just gets going, and he may not have even been, you know, aware that he was sort of going too far with it. But, you know, we talked earlier in the show, Captain, about someone who thought what the Second Amendment was really all about, that it was about protecting slavery. But of course, the Second Amendment was also not about just people being able to go out and hunt. And that seems to be another kind of chip away that Biden and others have tried to use. You know, you don't need this kind of thing for hunting or sportsmanship and this kind of stuff. Well, of course not, because the Second Amendment was there to be able to allow the people to defend against a tyrannical government. That was what the Founding Fathers talked about. So obviously, you know, they're going to continue down this road of, you don't need this. You don't need that. You just need a rifle to go deer hunting with. And that's, you know, I don't think that's going to be acceptable.
You know what that reminded me of when you said that? The Beverly Hillbillies. Remember when Jethro went fishing with the dynamite?
Right.
Yeah, and he threw the dynamite into the lake, and then, you know, they heard the explosions and all that, came running out there. What are you doing? I'm fishing. Looky here. I can get 50 fish at one time.
Right.
All right. Well, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio pledged yesterday to roll out more vaccine mandates in the city, charging that a purely voluntary system just isn't cutting it any longer, while entertaining the idea of requiring proof of immunization for most social activities. Okay, here we go. That's where we start stepping on individuals' rights. Proof of immunization at most social activities. That means a vaccine identification card.
That's right, a vaccine passport.
Yep.
And this is, it's interesting because obviously de Blasio, you know, he just wants to be able to mandate this kind of thing. That's right up his alley, I'm sure. But apart from that, I think that you're going to find that some of these private companies places, bars, restaurants, cinemas, that kind of thing, they're going to start saying, in fact, in California, Captain, there are several bars that are already requiring that you show proof of vaccination to be able to come inside the bar. And so that means it's not all that far off, at least conceptually, that more and more private places are going to say, look, you're going to have to you have to show your card to get in, and we're heading towards a de facto state of having vaccine passports.
Now, did you see what happened to unemployment yesterday?
What was that?
It went from 5.8% to 5.9%.
Right.
And, of course, this is what the White House said before the report came out. America's unemployment rate continues to tick down as the economy recovers from the shutdowns. Okay, so that's why it went up a tenth of a percentage point. And then they said, but scores of jobs remain unfilled as people take advantage of the income from the government instead of going back to work. Now, that was who the hell is that guy named? I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, it was a guy with HHS that said that. One of the people at HHS, it might have been a woman now that I think about it. But the fact of the matter is that they were basically saying, well, your unemployment insurance that some of these people are still getting for another few months is slowing down people going back to work.
Well, sure it is. And on top of that, too, you have President Biden saying things like, well, if you want to get workers to come back, you're going to have to pay them a lot more. And, of course, who doesn't want to make more money? But the issue is that things have to be, born in the marketplace, basically. So what President Biden's been doing is kind of like waging a little war on business basically, trying to make it look as though, well, business is bad, and it's exploiting the people who are coming to work, and where have we heard that before kind of thing. But, yeah, there's definitely going to be a continuation of unemployment as long as those benefits are there. People need an incentive to get back to work. That's what makes our economy go, not the government just giving people checks. It's just not going to work long term.
Did you hear about the flotilla of small boats that is headed towards Cuba?
Yes, yes, yeah.
Now, I didn't get a chance to find out how far they've gotten, but a small group of Cuban Americans launched boats from Miami. They then made a stop at Marathon. They then made a stop at Key West as they were trying to work their way down to Cuba to get as close as they possibly could to show the Cubans their support for them down there from the Cubans up here in Miami. Now, they've also got a whole bunch of supplies on them and whatnot, trying to see if they can get the Cubans to, if they're going to come out and engage them, which they might, see if they can get the Cubans to take the supplies in with them and give them to the people. They might take the supplies, but you know who'll get them.
Well, exactly. I hate to say it's a futile effort in that sense, because it's an effort truly from the heart. There's no doubt about it. They're not trying to start anything or anything like that. As far as we can tell, they truly are in this to try to help the Cuban people. But unfortunately, they may also be finding themselves in hot water with the U.S. government because of what the government has said will happen if they find out you got to Cuba, this kind of thing. But again, it does point up the fact that the Biden administration has not done really anything in this case, and the United States is looking at what some are calling a possible Berlin Wall moment here, and if we're on the wrong side of history, it's going to take a long, long time before that ever gets made up for.
Well, I don't know if those boats are going to get anywhere near Cuba. I somehow don't think they're going to.
Right.
And I believe if our Coast Guard isn't out there saying, hey, boys, this is it, don't go any further. I'm talking about our Coast Guard now. I just don't know where it's going to go. But, of course, the Cubans, they got their own mind, and if they want to get close and they got 100 of their boats or more, matter of fact, the picture I saw, the flotilla, there was at least 100 boats.
Right, exactly. And again, I mean, we understand where they're coming from. We understand where their hearts are. We understand their motivations here. But on the world stage, how the U.S. acts towards what's happening in Cuba is going to be defining for a very, very long time. And the fact that you've got, I mean, the president the other day saying communism was a failed system, well, almost in the same breath, you expected him to say, but we're going to make it work. You know, it's just terrible.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. And, oh, by the way, we are going to let Kathy take us to break. So here she goes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate you very much. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop out there nearest you, because guess what? You're going to be able to get yourself a free hot cup of coffee if you go in there and tell them all about us and you were listening to us, and that will get you started. And then, of course, right after that, become a member of the Truckers Club, or the Drivers Club, they call it, or the RV Club. All right. Going to get going with a little AC/DC again. Follow up. Prejudice, round number two of AC/DC. That's Highway to Hell. I've been on a few of those roads.
I'll bet. That's right.
Matter of fact, the doggone I-95 cross-bounce expressway, when we used to have to go through New York City that way, potholes, you name it. I mean, good God. Talk about breaking transmissions and busting axles. That was the place to do it.
Wow.
I know. Tell me about it. All right. Well, let me read the weather and turn it over to you because we've got to get moving here. Now, monsoonal conditions continuing in the southwest, leading to threats of flash flooding through the weekend. By the way, if you're in Arizona, if you're in Nevada, I-15, I-40, I-17, I-10, US 285 in New Mexico, I-40 in New Mexico, I-25 in New Mexico, you're going to have rain and plenty of it. So, Kyle, take it away out west.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain. That's what we're monitoring right now. Those flash flood watches and warnings cover most now of New Mexico, certainly Santa Fe, Albuquerque, Gallup, almost all the way down to Las Cruces, and also all through Arizona, including Phoenix and Tucson. In Phoenix, of course, they've had a lot of rain, a lot of flooding, dry riverbeds filling up, so you've got to be very, very careful. Also up through Kingman and also through Las Vegas, up to St. George there in southern Utah. Some of these have decreased a little bit since last hour, but still very prevalent, and also up into southern Colorado as well. So you want to be careful of that. Air quality alerts in western Wyoming. These are going to be from wildfire smoke and so forth. We've got a fire weather warning in the Helena, Bozeman, and Great Falls area of Montana. More air quality alerts in central Idaho. Excessive heat watch, though, down in the Boise and Twin Falls area. And, of course, over in southern Oregon, the bootleg fire continues to burn. Exactly.
All righty. Well, here we go. We got some rain. We got some thunderstorms. We got some flooding going on in Minnesota as well as over into South Dakota. If you're traveling along I-94 coming in from Fargo, North Dakota, across the Twin Cities over towards Wisconsin, you're going to be in that rain and that system all the way across. Further down on I-29 in South Dakota from the North Dakota line, about 50 or 75 miles of this weather I'm talking about. Then moving on down into Iowa, the southern part and the southeastern corner of Iowa, you've got a heat advisory. Southeastern corner of Nebraska, same thing. Northwestern corner of Missouri, same thing. Northeastern corner of Kansas, to include Kansas City, same thing. And then coming across towards St. Louis, same thing, high heat advisory. We've got some air quality alerts to tell you about up on I-90 and I-94 from about Gary all the way across to just about Fort Wayne. And then down in the southwestern corner of Iowa coming out of Cincinnati. And then, of course, we've got more high heat advisories down below in the northeastern quadrant of Louisiana. The central half right along the Mississippi River of Mississippi, and there's some flooding going on there because they've had some rain and some thunder showers down in that area, and it's going to do the same thing today. And then, oh, by the way, let's not forget South Florida, Lake Okeechobee south. You've got you've had rain, more showers coming, and you've got some low-lying flood alerts down there as well. And Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And now we jump over to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So good morning to you.
Morning.
By the way, they're going to draft women again. What do you think? We've heard that before.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much it's going to advance through the rest of Congress.
Yeah, I don't either, but they came out, the Senate Armed Services Committee, of course, the Democrats run the show over there, so it was their idea, wanting to require women to at least register with a selective service for the draft.
Well, you know, they want, what's the word that's du jour that we're using now, equity?
Yep.
They want equity.
Yep. Well, they'll get it that way, I guess. We got a lot to talk about tonight, but I guess where I'll start is the federal court, the six federal court ruled that the CDC's COVID-19 eviction moratorium is unlawful. Now, this is the second court to rule on this.
Correct.
So I don't know what's going to happen, but there's a lot of people hanging because the federal moratorium on evictions ends the end of July, I believe.
Well, I mean, you just can't keep punishing landlords.
Right.
So that's where we are.
Yeah, because they're having to finance, too, and refinance
and
do things to be creative. Yep, a lot of investments there. So I don't know what's going to happen, but we're in the middle of all kinds of things that are just happening all at the same time here, it seems like. Oh, I know what I was going to ask. Yeah, I know what I was going to ask you. You like a little sports every now and then. How about the Cleveland Guardians?
Don't care.
Isn't that awful? I mean, 121 years they've had the name Indians. And because they need to be politically correct, that's what they're going to call. But at least, I guess, they kept the I-A-N-S at the end of the team.
Well, how many others are going to be changing their name now?
Your beloved Atlanta Braves are. Watch and see.
No, I wouldn't say beloved. But...
Well, no, because your son's up there, so I call him beloved. But anyway, no, I bet the Braves wind up changing. They're talking about maybe even the New York Jets, too, because that might be offensive to someone with the climate people to name something after a jet. My goodness, can't do that. I mean, this is nuts. Nuts.
It's kind of become meaningless anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. By the way, Eric is making a comment here. Let me see if his comment passes the muster here. Major league before. Oh, they disappear. Talking about something about buying a major league stuff gear before.
Get the movie. It was a great movie. I bet my kids watched that 50 mm-hmm. times.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, Denise and I are going to talk about Iraq, Afghanistan, some things that happened there yesterday. You haven't heard probably about, and a lot more. So don't go anywhere. We shall return right after the top of the hour news.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More coming.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.